Episode 34, the one with the smiley heart messages for September.
Welcome to Truly Madly Smiley with your host, Lisa, the Smiley Coach. Lisa wrote this podcast because she wants you to grow up knowing you are not alone. She wants to help you feel confident from the inside out and know how truly, madly amazing you are.
This podcast is powered by unicorns and rainbow sparkles.
The only show where children can soak up positivity, confidence, love, and encouragement whenever they need it.
Are you ready to get your happy on? Let's go!
Hey, 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 remember, it's time for September. Lovely world hearts, it's Smiley here. How are you doing? How are you doing? If you're listening in real time, we're about to head into September. And at the beginning of each month, I like to think about what's happened before and check in with myself, see how I feel, and then think about what's coming next. I want us to get into the habit of doing this together. So every month there are going to be smiley heart messages from my heart to yours. And in this episode today, I'm going to give you a special message to help you work out where you're at and what you need coming up in September. I'm going to use my smiley thought cards to help you do this. They are a great way for you to check in with yourself and see how you are feeling. If you haven't used them before, stay with me because you're going to learn something new. And you don't need the cards to enjoy this episode. You just need to sit down, get comfortable, snuggle in with your listening ears. So here's a little bit of background. I used to do a monthly message on Facebook with the smiley thought cards as a live video. But something quite recently told me that this wasn't the right way to get the messages to you. Do you know why? Because adults hang out on Facebook and that is not a place for children. And there's a reason why you guys aren't allowed on Facebook. And I think it's a good reason. And it's also to keep you safe. But I don't really want to keep giving my messages to adults in the hope that they'll pass them on. I want to get into your earbuds. And how do I do that? Via the podcast, because I know you show up here to listen to me. So I know there are adults that like to listen to the messages and I know they like them too. And that isn't for them. That message wasn't for them. It was for the other people who don't pass the messages on. Probably because they're too busy, to be fair to them. Anyway, I think this is a better way for you to receive these messages because they're full of things to help you. And so I'm going to put them on here. That's much better, isn't it? Yeah. So how do you use your smiley thought cards if you've got them? Do you have a box or do you listen to them through Alexa? Because they're free with Alexa. You just need to say to Alexa, play smiley thoughts. Do you do them every now and then? Or like me, do you do them every day to check in with yourself and see how you're feeling and what you need? Do you tap on the cards or blow on them or fan them towards your heart? How many cards do you pull? Just one or three? Or do you do the inner smile card spread that I taught you? Or what about the slide? Oh, the slide is just so much fun. You take the cards after you've shuffled them and then you swish the whole deck across the room, a bit like you're returning the ball in tennis or teeing off when you play golf. And then they slide out of your hand and they jump in front of you. And they make a fan of cards. And one card normally flips over or jumps out. Or one card tries to get your attention. And bam, that is your message. So clever how that works. Or do you forget that you've got the cards? And they're in a drawer somewhere. Or in a toy box somewhere gathering dust. Or maybe you've fallen out of love with your cards because you don't get the cards that you like. And that makes you grumpy. Maybe the energy on your cards has got a bit stuffy and stale. You know, I recharge my cards. I put crystals on them. I'm actually holding a big lump of rose quartz in my hand right now. And if you've read my new book, Stuck Between Two Worlds, you'll discover how rose quartz can be a very healing and kind and gentle stone. Now, that's the stone that Ruby gets given in the book. Or I lay them out on the windowsill, and so they can go under the moonlight, because the energy of the moon is really powerful and healing. So that can clean your cards and it will recharge them. If you don't know what I'm talking about, of all these things I've said about Smiley Thought Cards, you think, what is Smiley talking about? I have no idea. I'm going to pop a link to my YouTube channel in the show notes, and you can go on there and you can watch me using the cards, and then you'll see what I mean. You'll see how it all works and how to use them in the way that's right for you. So remember, there's no right or wrong way, but you can make your own magic with the cards, and they can help you if you believe that is possible. I find them so helpful when I'm stuck, or I can't make a decision, or I can't work out what's going on and I feel confused. And it's funny, really, because they become like a really good friend that you get to know, and they can be very comforting and calming, but they can also be like a mirror. And so they show you what you're not paying attention to, or what you need to focus your attention on. Because we get so distracted, don't we? We get distracted. We live in a busy world. There's lots of messages coming at us all the time. And it's good to have quiet moments and be with ourselves so we can hear ourselves and get the right messages for us. So I'll tell you how I also like to use them. Whenever I coach someone, so if you've ever had a coaching session with me, maybe you know this, maybe you don't. I picture my client's face in my mind. So remember, your imagination is a very powerful tool. And we talked about that back in episode 25, the one with the magical world. Did you listen to that one? Do you remember it? Maybe go and check it out again. That episode is a really good reminder about how there's no right or wrong way to imagine things in your mind, because we all do it differently. And that's true of the cards. There's no right or wrong way to use the cards. Play with them, get to know them, make friends with them. So what I do is I see my client's face in my imagination, and then I shuffle. And as I pull a card, I say, what does this person, and I'll say their name, need right now? And it is amazing what comes up. It's usually spookily accurate, and it tells me if they need more love or more fun, or it gives me an idea of how they're feeling and what they're going through. And that's because we're all connected by energy. I'm connected to you by energy, and we can't see our energy, can we? But you can hear my voice over and over, and my voice has an energy to it. It's a vibration. That's the sound, isn't it? All sound has vibration. Like when you hear a song on the radio and the music moves you, it can make you feel strong emotions like sad or happy, joy. It can calm you. It can help you feel relaxed. And that's because energy is something you feel. And if you're a sensitive wild heart, you will be really good at feeling and picking up on energy. I bet you're brilliant at that, aren't you? Maybe you don't know that you are. So what I want to do is give you a special message today to help uplift your energy and for you to feel good. And I want us to do that through our energy connection, which is through our hearts. So what I want you to do right now, wherever you are, stop what you're doing, sit down, sit down, make yourself comfortable if you're not already. I'm being quite bossy now, aren't I? And I want you to put your hand on your heart. So your heart is on the left-hand side of your body. So put it on the left-hand side of your chest. And with your hand over your heart, I want you to close your eyes and go within your body and take a deep breath in. And just check in with how you're feeling. What's going on inside of you? How do you feel? And if you let this energy in from the messages that I'm about to give you, if you want to let it in, and you can let it into your heart, it will help you to feel better. You have a choice, so it's up to you. And we're going to do that today, and we're going to do it every month. I want to get a message to your heart, and I want it to be for you. And that's how the cards work, really. They are magic. And you're thinking, are they really magic? How does that work then, Smiley? And it's not like magic like David Blaine or or I'm trying to think of a magician, Stephen Mulhern. It's not like a magician's magic. It's the magic of energy. It's the magic of life energy. So how do I explain that to you? Well, the energy of life, in my book, Nettie calls it heart energy, and it literally is life force. What do you think grows your hair and your fingernails while you're asleep? What gets the air moving through your lungs? Now, you can't see that energy, but you know it's there because you are here. And that's how you know it's here. Am I explaining that well? When I say magical energy to you, what do you think of? What does that mean for you? But using that magical energy, I shuffle the cards. I asked them what our message was for September before I started the recording. And now I'm ready to give you this message. And it's for you. So open up your heart, get your listening ears on, make yourself comfortable, and see if you can hear the bits that are meant for you. You ready? Let's go. So the card that I pulled for you before I started recording this episode was a positivity card. So positivity cards have got rainbows on them. And on the front of the card, it says every day is a new beginning. And it's a picture of the sun setting over a really vast, huge, quite calm ocean. I'm going to put this picture in the show notes for you so you can see it. If you've got a smiley thought card, do you want to grab that card and have a look at it while I talk it through? On the other side of the card, it says, make the most of each one. So it's talking about make the most of each day. You always have a choice to change something. So what I do when I pick a card is I don't flip it over straight away. I hold it in my hand. So I hold it in my hand, both my hands, and I close my eyes and I breathe in and I just try and take in the energy of the card. So how it makes me feel in my body when I hold the card. When I hold this in my hand right now, my shoulders have gone all fizzy. So you know when you eat those fizzy sweets, those fizzy Haribo sweets that tickle the back of your throat? My tops of my shoulders have gone all light and fizzy. And I'm just going to take some deep breaths in and see how else I feel while I'm holding the energy of this card. So I want to try and tune into what this card is telling me. And then right in the middle of my, so between my chest and my tummy, I have got a very excited feeling. So it's a Christmas Day feeling, you know, like something good is going to happen. Something good is going to turn up. So that's the energy of this card. I've got fizzy shoulders. It's not uncomfortable, but it's a bit weird. And then in my tummy, I have got a feeling between my chest and my belly button, or just above my belly button, something good is going to happen. That's the way I feel about this card. Now, when I look at the colours of this card and I look at the picture of this card, I'm really drawn to the warm glow of the sunset. The colour of the sunset is orange and yellow. When I tune into those colours, I feel warm and I feel welcomed. And I feel, you know how you feel when the sun is shining on your face? So when the sun is shining on your face, you feel kind of warmed and welcomed and held. Does that make sense? Now in this card, the sun is setting, or it could be rising. No, I think it's rising. So the sun is rising above the ocean, and the ocean is really still. So let's think about what the energy is like when we wake up in the morning and the sun is rising, when dark is turning into day and the sun is lighting up the world and bringing the daylight in. And that energy is very calm first thing in the morning, isn't it? It's very, very calm and very still before the whole world has woken up. That's a time when I like to be by myself, where I have quiet time. So at the beginning of the day, what do you like to do? Do you rush to go and be with someone or say good morning to someone? Do you go and jump into your mum and dad's bed? Or maybe you share a bedroom with your brother or sister and you wake them up. You turn to see if they're awake. Let them sleep. Let them wake up when they're ready. Let them sleep. I get super grumpy if people wake me up. Do you? Or do you like being woken up? So think about what you do when you open your eyes. What's the first thought that pops into your head? Can you take a moment when you open your eyes in the morning to feel the sun? Pretend the sun is shining down on your face and you're surrounded by a yellow and orange light that's holding you in that warm glow. And just take a moment to connect back to yourself. Maybe put your hand on your heart, take some deep breaths in and just be still. And just think about how you want the day to be. Okay, because on the back it is, I'm going to refer to the back now. It says you always have a choice to change something. So it's your choice how the day will go. So I feel like this card is saying to us, if you connect to this warm, friendly, welcoming energy of the sun, if you connect to this orangey, goldeny light, if you connect to that light and just be with it and take some moments to be calm, like the still waters on the front of the card, you can think about how you want the day to go. Now, this is when you can use your mantras. So those of you that have got my Smiley Sweet Dreams pack, where you repeat messages over and over again so that you feel good, this is when you can say your mantra to yourself, like, I'm going to have a good day, or today is going to be a good day, or I choose to be confident today, or I feel excited about today. So this is the moment when you can start saying these things to yourself. So maybe say them two or three times with your hand on your heart, thinking of that nice glowing energy. We can do it now. You can do it now while I'm talking to you. Think of that nice glowing energy shining on your face and holding you and keeping you safe. And the words on the card are, every day is a new beginning. New. You're starting again. It's like you're turning the page of yesterday, you're leaving yesterday where it was, and there's a blank page, and you get to decide what the story of the day looks like. You get to decide what you write on that blank page. How does that feel? And I think that's where that excited feeling comes into that space above my belly button, where I feel excited because I don't know what the day is going to be like, but I have got some control over that. I can decide how I'd like it to go. And yeah, so I get to write my own story. I love that. It's a new page, a new beginning. And it's quite normal when we feel excited about things that we don't know about that are new, we can also feel quite nervous or worried. Maybe that's what that fizzy feeling was in the tops of my shoulders. It's possible to feel more than one feeling at the same time. We can feel scared and brave. We can feel excited and worried. We can feel sad and happy. I know a little girl that I've been talking to recently has lost her cat. Very sad about her cat, but she's also been on holiday with her family and had a lovely time and laughed and been happy. And you can still feel joy and be sad and not feel guilty about feeling joyful. It's almost like when someone else is sad as well, you don't have to take on their feelings. You can just feel what you feel and maybe just be there for them while they're feeling sad. You're allowed to feel the way you want to feel. You don't have to feel what the other people around you are feeling. Does that make sense? I'm also getting, when I look at this card, a sense of the peacefulness. The peacefulness is what's really important, because it feels like we only have this peaceful moment with ourselves just at the beginning of the day, because the world that we live in is so noisy. And I'm thinking about when you go to school, or if it's noisy in your house, or you've got a noisy brother or sister, or a shouty mum or dad, or you live by a busy road, or you're going to be stuck in the traffic, or you've got noisy people in the classroom, or there's lots of children at your school and you don't like big crowds. And I'm thinking about how these peaceful moments are really important to us when we don't like noise. So I'm thinking, at any time of the day when you want to tap into that peaceful orangey, yellowy, warm glow of the sun, that you can do so by just remembering what we've talked about this morning. and you can activate that. Now, you could wear something orange or yellow to remind you to do that when things get too much. You could carry a yellow or orange crystal in your school bag or in your school blazer, or something that's orange or yellow. If anything pops into your head now while we're talking, maybe you want to go and grab that to take with you to remind you throughout the day to just stop and take a calm moment and just be peaceful. Now, I think life is very quick and very busy and very noisy. And it's funny, as I'm recording this, I've had to stop the recording because my neighbour, who I've talked about before in other episodes, the one that made me angry, is making a lot of noise. And so I've had to stop the video. And I just felt like that was a bit of a sign to say to you, you know, we can't control all the noisiness of the world and there are lots of noises, but we can choose, you know, how we respond to that. So hopefully that's helpful. That's a helpful message, but that's a positivity card. And that is really about staying positive and staying calm and making choices to enjoy your day. You know, you get to decide how much you enjoy your day. Are you going to let things that happen throughout the day have a lot of power and make you feel bad? Or are you going to say to them, okay, thank you, I'll take the lesson, and now I'm going to return to my state of joy and peace and calm. Does that make sense? And that's your choice. You get to choose. So that's our message for September. How many times in September are you going to wake up with that sunny disposition, with that lovely warm orange yellow energy, and take it with you throughout the day? And know that it's always with you whenever you need to tap into it. And how many of you in September are going to remember that you have these choices about how your life is and how you're choosing to respond to life, and that you can stay positive if you really make an effort to do so? And, you know, I'm also feeling like if you get sad in September, or you get angry, or you get frustrated and you need help with that, that if you can't do it for yourself, that there are people around you that you can trust and ask for help. And, you know, I'm always here to ask for help. And if you need my help, you can email me, lisa@smileyforlife.com. And maybe there's something I can signpost you or point you to that will help you if you're struggling to find peace and calm. That's a lovely message for September, isn't it? That's a lovely message for September. And if we can remember that, if you've got that card, put that card out by your bedside table. If you haven't got that card, I'm going to put it in the show notes so that you can print it off if you want and cut it out and stick it up somewhere where you can see it to remind you of the message for September. So if the waters get choppy in September, if life gets a bit busy and a bit manic, you can always tap in to that nice message. And hopefully, because we've accessed our heart energy and our heart connection, that message has gone into your heart to remind you and will help you feel a bit stronger, a bit calmer, and a bit more peaceful inside. Thank you so much for listening today. All of the things that you need will be over in the show notes, smileyforlife.com/TMS34. And until next time, I will be back with another episode for you. I'm sending you lots of smileiness. I'm your biggest cheerleader, and I'm always, always on your team. I'll see you then. Bye-bye for now.
If you enjoyed that, please tell all your friends.